do more harm through scandal than they sanctify through being a minister of God's grace. You know, it was interesting with St. John Vianney that the devil appeared to him once. And I like to say in caveat, you never really know whether anything the devil says is true. He is the father of lies, a liar from the beginning. So you can never totally trust it. But nevertheless, I tend to think that the same one who would cry out, "You are the Holy One of God," to Jesus, occasionally can't help himself but tell the truth. Once he said to St. John Vianney, "If there were three priests like you in France, the entire world would be converted." Three. And ever since I've heard those words, I've always wondered. You know, there are 440,000 priests in the world today. 40,000 in the United States of America. Would we be better off with only three priests like him than all 39,997 others in the U.S.? Than all 439,997? It's a real question to ponder. We need holy priests. And the way we get holy priests is by prayer and reparation. Just like it's said about politics, that often we get the leaders we deserve, often we get the priests that our prayers deserve. Remember down on Cape Cod, there was a parish in the center, and Cape Cod struggled over the course of time, to be blunt, with the piety of some of their clergy. And the parishioners of this parish were begging for a holy priest. Bishop Coleman had to ask six different priests to take the assignment. The first five refused. That would tell you a lot about the state of their souls. And finally, they got the priest whom Cardinal O'Malley once called the best pastor in the entire diocese. They got the pastor their prayers deserved. It's always that way. Today is a day in which we pray for holy priests. Not just three that scare the devil more than 440,000 others, but an abundance of these types of priests, like St. John Vianney, like Pope Benedict, like St. John Eudes, like Blessed Claude de la Colombière. Pope Benedict summarized the entire mission of the Church 2 years ago when he said, "Christ slowly becomes the heart of human hearts, beginning with those who are called to be closest to him, beginning with the priests." We ask Jesus on this day to become the heart within the human hearts of his priests, so that through them he might become the heart of every human heart in the faithful. Tonight we turn to the Lord, thank him for the gift of his love shown to us in his dying for us, shown to us in his giving his body and blood in the sacrament of his love, given to us in the sacrament of confession, and in the priesthood that makes both of these sacraments possible. We ask his forgiveness for all those times that we've taken for granted any of his gifts, and ask him for the grace to do reparation for all those who continue to take these gifts for granted. And we ask him to become the heart of our heart. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen.